This is the Seedbed Daily Text. How Apostles Solve Problems. Acts 6, 1-7. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Consider this. Problems. When you think about it, the New Testament, in its essence, is a problem-solving document. Yesterday's problem? The Sanhedrin death penalty trial. Today, it's the widows. Tomorrow, it will be an execution. And the day after that will be a vigilante named Paul. Soon, the apostles will be faced with the massive problem of what to do with the Gentiles. Then will come the problems of the church in Rome, and the church in Ephesus, and the church in Corinth, and the church in Thessalonica, and the church in Philippi. And if we track this long enough, we will come to the problems in your church and in my church. And yes, it will land in your house and my house. And ultimately, it comes back to your life and my life, where the problems begin in the first place. Problems. Notice how they solve the problem. Number one, find people who, quote, are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. Number two, lay hands on them, publicly commissioning them for the work. Number three, turn them loose. Notice what happens. Number one, the word of God spread. Number two, the number of disciples increased rapidly. And number three, a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. No shaming people into service, no begging for volunteers, no committee meetings. Sounds pretty good to me. And you? The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The questions. How does today's reading help you think about solving problems in your life, in your home, in your church, at work? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.